Welcome back to another episode of the BuyAuburn.com podcast, where we spotlight Auburn-owned businesses, whether it's an alumni, whether it's just a big fan. There's a lot of Auburn businesses out there that we need to support, and I got a fun one today. I'm a big golf guy, so when I found this guy, when I found this company, I was extremely excited, and I can't wait to introduce you guys to Grayson Woodruff from Head Case Golf. He's got a really cool product that we're going to talk about. Welcome to the show, Grayson. Welcome to the BuyAuburn.com family. Fired up to have you here, man.
Yeah, no, thank you, Kyle. Thanks so much for, even reaching out. I think this is such a good opportunity for anyone in the Auburn community. So when you reached out, it was a no-brainer for sure.
Good deal, man. The first thing, Grayson, that I do is essentially make you prove that you're an Auburn guy. So if you're going to call yourself an Auburn business, Auburn-owned business, what ties you to Auburn? Tell us your story, how you came to Auburn, how you became a fan, whatever that case may be. Prove it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So, wherever my degree is from 2021, it's somewhere in my room. Still looking for it, but we know it's in there. Beside that, my story to Auburn is pretty unique. I grew up kind of a South Carolina fan. We didn't really have a team in Atlanta, and we just knew we didn't like Georgia when my dad moved here, so we became Georgia Tech fans. And, from there, we didn't really have a team that was actually ours until my brother committed to play golf at South Carolina. I always loved Auburn. I thought Auburn was a unique place to go. And, I loved visiting when I'd go with friends during high school. And I'm like, this place is great. But, I also got the opportunity to play golf at South Carolina, so couldn't pass that up. But, some things happened injury wise. And, I finally got a chance to go to my dream school, which is Auburn. So, that's how I kind of ended up at Auburn. But, I'd say it definitely was probably the best decision I could make to date, and definitely wouldn't, second guess that path from, another school to finally my home.
Man, you'd be surprised at how many people have a story similar to that. It's kind of like I grew up one way, and in the state of Alabama, there's a lot of folks that grew up, in Alabama families. My dad's one of them. And it's like, once you just get here, can't explain it. The air smells different. The everything feels different. It just kind of grows on you, and then you just kind of grow to love it. Came here. I don't have a similar story because I grew up an Auburn fan, but once I got here, I never left. I graduated here and just stayed. So that's awesome. I think you passed the test. So what years were you here? You graduated in 2021.
Let's see. So I was there 2017 to 2021. So okay. A lot of good memories.
Actually. Yeah, you have at least two really good football seasons. Say really good. 2017 was awesome. 2019 was pretty solid. And then you kind of got out before the dark ages, what I call it. It's the dark ages, these last 5 years. You experienced at least one, but you got out before it got real bad.
Yeah, definitely. I got to have some great times, and then there were some very frustrating years towards the end there.
Oh, no doubt about it. Grayson, so with that journey, your Auburn memories may be kind of concentrated to like over the past, 7 or 8 years. What's your best Auburn memory? It doesn't even necessarily have to be sports, but like what's your best Auburn memory that you have since you've been an Auburn fan?
There's two that come to mind. I'd say for one, when I was a pledge, I was 2017. So November, it was, my birthday is actually November 27th, which was when we played Alabama in the Iron Bowl. So got the chance to watch our guys beat, number one Georgia, specifically remember just an absolute clobber sack on Jake Fromm, which was awesome. Yeah. And then, I got to beat number one, Alabama there within 3 weeks. So that was like the best birthday I could have, and that was like the most awesome span of 3 weeks that, I think I experienced as a football fan at Auburn, at least in past history. So
that's a good one.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'd say the second one was just me and a bunch of friends being guys. And, you know, after we made it to the Final Four, we just had a great time. And, you know, I just remember kind of the city coming together, meeting in Tumors, and really just everyone being, you know, so happy and so just excited and so proud to be, you know, at Auburn, be a student, be an alum, be a fan, grad, whatever it is. You know, I think there was something really pure about that, but I just really loved our first Final Four. It was really awesome.
That was such a dang exciting run. That to think about when you go back and really think about it, think about, like, I know people look at stars and recruiting rankings and stuff like that, but like really look at that team as a whole and what they accomplished, and then the teams that they knocked off along the way. It's really like a storybook type of a season. That was so electric. And around, it was 2019, I think, right, when the first Final Four. So, dude, I didn't even think about basketball. You had some really good – well, you had that one good one, and then you had the probation year and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But regardless, you do have some pretty good – that was a pretty good span of being here, particularly for football, and then obviously you had the Final Four. So that's really good stuff. In when you think about Auburn and you think about football, I this doesn't even necessarily have to be football. It could just be overall, like Auburn, favorite Auburn athlete. Who's your guy? Who's your guy? I'm just like, man, I tell you what, if there was a keeper league, give me that guy back on every single Auburn team, you know, whatever sport it is. Who's your guy for Auburn? You're just like, that's I loved watching him play. I miss watching him play, and I wish he could come back.
Yeah, so I got two. I got one, you know, less known, and one really popular. So the less known one, I'm going to go with Darvin Adams. He actually went to high school about 15 minutes down the street from me. Went to high school with my brother too, and you know, so that was really cool. Even, you know, before I was an Auburn fan, just watching.
He's from
Darvin.
Kennesaw, right?
Yeah. So, you know,
my brother lives in Kennesaw.
Yeah, so that's where I am too. So, you know, maybe we'll have to we'll find some time to connect. But
yeah, for sure.
You know, I just love that he was a, you know, hometown kid, and you know, his catch obviously against South Carolina 2010 was a little ironic considering my brother was, you know, committed there.
Yeah.
we always loved Darvin. He's, you know, he's a great dude, and I'd say he's definitely one of my favorite just growing up and seeing him, you know, flourish. But you know, obviously the second one is definitely Bo. You know, I'm enamored by just the person he is and, you know, the athlete that, you know, he was. I mean, what he did for the Royals was incredible. You know, you add on top what he did in the football realm. And, you know, I just don't know if we'll ever see another athlete that's, you know, able to be that great on both sides of, you know, the sport.
I hear a new Bo story, it feels like, every couple of weeks, and it's like, holy cow. And a lot of them are either he'll go on, he doesn't do a lot of shows and podcasts, but like he'll go on a show and tell a story, and or people will go on shows and tell Bo's stories. And you're right, man, it's almost like a Paul Bunyan type thing, like one of those you know, what do they call them, old folk tales or whatever. He's like one of those folk heroes that it's like the story gets more incredulous as it goes. But the thing is, like, you go fact check it and they all like actually happen, and somebody's been there to see it. So Darvin Adams was a dog, man.
Yeah.
That dude, I can remember he was one of the lower rated kids in that 2008 class, had no expectations whatsoever. And then in 2009, he started to kind of emerge. And he wasn't the fastest, he wasn't the biggest, but he just was gonna go make a play. So that's a good one. That's a really good one. I like that one a lot. I think someone else that we've recorded with, Darvin Adams, was one of their favorite players. So it's he seems to be among people our age, he seems to be up there. Respect his game.
Yeah, and the cool thing was in high school, he was doing it all. I mean, it was like he was throwing.
He's a quarterback, wasn't he?
He was like throwing passes to himself pretty much. So it was pretty fun. And then, you know, I think my favorite story with Bo, I'll just plug this in real quick. But, you know, it's definitely when he had his child, you know, he'll tell anyone. I think that's his favorite game. But if you look at the game he broke the bat, I believe, could be wrong there, but he actually did that at the first, I think it was his first at bat that game. And that was ultimately so he could, you know, get to leave the game and go to the hospital and be there when his, you know, baby was born. So
he gets thrown out on purpose. Yeah. So he can go be there. That's incredible. Yeah,
it's awesome. So
somebody was telling I heard another story that was similar. Oh, it's totally unrelated, but it was Jeff Francoeur. And he was going to be able to play with Tiger Woods. And Bobby Cox tells him, after your first at bat, if you put it in play and run through first base and tweak and grab your ankle, and then we'll say you're injured, and then you can go play golf with Tiger Woods. Yeah. That kind of stuff is I love hearing stories like that. So enough about Auburn. You've convinced me. You had me at I hate Georgia. You had me there. So I was in when you said you hated Georgia, and I think everybody else listening is the same way. I'm a golfer. That's my only hobby. I don't hunt. I don't fish. I just play golf. So I'm going to find a game somewhere once a week. I like to travel. You came up with a really cool product that is very, very useful for guys like me. And I want you to tell us about Headcase and what you got going on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we've really been going full steam ahead for the last 6 months. So, you know, relatively newer, which, you know, is super exciting. So we found a huge need in the market. And, you know, I think everyone can relate just in general to how the airlines have been just towards, you know, general bags, not even to mention golf clubs. So, you know, I mean, I've seen so many horror stories of it's like, you know, seven irons are snapped and, you know, driver heads cracked. And, you know, so one thing I just noticed was, you know, there's not really a case for your driver or your three wood or really any, you know, of these different, you know, wood heads kind of in your bag. And, you know, we kind of wanted to figure out a way, how can we make these, you know, much more safer to where you get to fly with peace of mind, you know, you get to literally just get to your destination stress-free and not have to worry about your two most expensive clubs breaking on the way. And so that's why we came up with Headcase. So, you know, just Headcase is just a 13.6 ounce case that I like to call out just for, you know, weight purposes, super lightweight. And, you know, just, you know, take off your driver, take off your three wood, put it in the case, zip it up, and, you know, you can put it in your carry-on, your backpack, your, you know, side of your golf bag. You know, and just, I think the main thing for it is now is we saw just the amount of increase in pricing with, you know, new clubs. And, you know, obviously, you know, you do get that 1 year of insurance, but I don't know if anyone's been through that process lately. I mean, as long as you're good to wait half a year for that new club, I know the convenience of that isn't great. So that's really why, you know, we were like, let's see if we can just, you know, reinforce, you know, this idea with just how expensive they're getting. And, you know, really the end goal is just to be, you know, you buy a, kind of like you buy a phone, you know, you're going to buy a case just because of that investment. And, you know, same thing with us is, you know, you spend $700 on a driver. Well, you know, we'd love for you to spend $60 on a case. So, you know, that's our goal, to make those things synonymous. And yeah, you know, it's been super fun. We've been able to do, you know, cases for a lot of college teams, you know, a lot of tournaments, a lot of corporate gifts, a lot of, you know, outings. So, you know, I think that's kind of our sweet spot as well. There's, yeah, we can do a lot with, you know, a pretty new product that I think is not only the only one on the market, but, you know, it's definitely very unique and definitely kind of a trendsetter, I'd say.
No, and what you said there at the end is what I think is totally true. It's a trendsetter because there is nothing like it. Used to, if you traveled, okay, obviously if you got the hard shell case or whatever, you can't have your clubs in the bag the way they sit. It just doesn't fit. So all the drivers now, you unscrew it, you pop the head off, and what'd you do? You'd just throw in like a sock or throw in.
Yeah, that's always the funniest thing. It's either a sock or a, you know, whatever it is.
And then you throw it in the side of your bag and then just hope to God it doesn't get busted, cracked. Who was it recently that it was a pro just had their clubs just shredded. Like it's like their whole golf bag and everything. I can't remember exactly who it was.
I
have to look it up, but they're not easy. They're not going to be gentle just because they recognize their golf clubs. So why not have its own case? And I love that you can, it's so small and lightweight that you can just throw it in like your carry-on too. So if you're, you know, super, you know, golf guy and you're like, man, I've spent so much money on this head. I want to know where it is at all points in time. You got a little case, you can pop it in there. It's got the foam inside of it. The head fits. It's got like, doesn't it have like a carve out for the driver head? You just lay it straight in there, then the 3-wood and whatever.
Yeah. I'd say, you know, kind of to help people visualize, like almost like a gun case, just with, you know, like a pistol case with the, you know, 3-wood kind of mesh spot or, you know, foam spot cut out, driver, you know, foam spot cut out. So,
can you fit in one?
So we can fit up to 3. We're rolling out our 3-head because we, you know, we found a need in the market where people actually are playing 2 different woods now. I know the 5-wood's popular. So, you know, the 3-head is definitely the newer addition to the mix. But I'd say, you know, 2's our bread and butter just with size. And
everybody's got a driver and a 3-wood.
Exactly. And, you know, those are really the two big clubs that we notice that I actually think can affect golf trips, you know, especially not having your driver on one.
And,
you know, your buddies are watching you and you're about to hit this rental and, you know, let's say it's just not stiff enough for you and you just slice it straight right. And, you know, have a good trip, I guess. So,
You'd hate to be out at Pebble and you've packed everything. You've spent thousands of dollars to get out there. You got your clubs there. You're fired up. And then you show up and your driver's busted from the airport. And then you have to, you know, like you said, grab something you've never swung before and go try to make it work at, you know, an iconic venue. Like that would just be a nightmare. So get you a head case, golf driver case to travel with. You don't ever have to worry about that. It's fantastic. Great idea. And this is the cool thing, man. There's so many cool things out there like this that are Auburn folks. And you just have to do a little digging and you can find it. And hopefully at buyauburn.com, we can remove the digging. You just go to buyauburn.com when you want to shop for anything. You can select your industry. You can select your location, wherever. And it's going to populate all of the things that are available that you're looking for. So if you're a golf guy, golf girl, doesn't matter. This is something you need to check out, and you can feel comfortable knowing that it's an Auburn person that you're working with. You've gotten to know Grayson throughout this podcast. I bet his story is similar to a lot of folks listening, which I think is fun to relate to. So Grayson, you got a website, social media, tell them where they can find everything.
Yeah.
And I'll link it in the description too.
So Instagram at TheHeadCaseGolf, and then just our website's TheHeadCaseGolf.com. And, you know, I do have a little treat for, you know, the listeners that made it this far. If you type in buy Auburn 25 at checkout, you'll get 25% off.
Wow.
So hopefully you made it to the 18-minute mark.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll put that in the description too. So awesome stuff, Grayson. Really appreciate you, man. We're going to get out of here. Make sure you're subscribe to the channel. That way you can get notified when these drop every weekend. And we'll talk again very, very soon. We're out of here, and War Eagle.
War Eagle.